Can we go now to the January financials? And everybody, trying to see. I got them at 5:54 p.m. Eastern time. So if you check your email, that's when you'll find them. And again, the information for this did not come in until this morning, and it was a long day for Julia getting this done for us tonight while she had some pretty important family responsibilities that she was doing at the same time. Julia?
Sorry, I had you on mute.
No worry.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is potentially sick. We're hoping she's not, but I was with her with an appointment today, and we've got another one in the morning. So, but if everybody has the documents in front of them, we can go ahead and start with the summary tab.
Did everybody find that?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. One thing that I did as we look at the summary tab is so I looked at it. I was like, oh, shoot. The PPP loan entry from last January, a year ago, as I like to, well, it's just, it makes everything wonky. And so I added two columns to the right, that is column L and column N, to, I don't even know if normalize is the right term, but to make more sense of the actual year-over-year change for revenue. If you look at column H, prior year-to-date, and you go to row 10 in column H, you'll see that negative $1,028,000. That is the reversal of the 2020 PPP funds that had been posted in January, but then were accrued back to 2020. For some reason, when the entry was made, it was made a little differently, and you'll see that, and what probably will make sense once you go over to column L is the reversal was all entered under the national office instead of allocating it out to the individual units. So if you go to column L, you'll see where I adjusted the year-over-year change for that. So if you, it's probably easier, stands out more with column, with row 10, you can see I backed out 1.26 million of PPP funds from that year-over-year change. So,
1.206.
I'm sorry, yes. And so if you look in column N, that tells you the adjusted true year-over-year change. So on row 4, column N, row 3, column N, we are $381,262 less in revenue generated as recorded versus the prior year. For KPFA, we are almost $15,000 less. For KPFK, we're just over $435,000 less, and so on. You'll see that WBAI and WPFW in the national office actually have higher revenues than the prior year. And the archives are have 20,000 less than the prior year. And I don't want to make too much out of that. I felt like it would be confusing to try to make sense of it if you're just looking at column I, knowing that that weird entry is in there. And I don't like to change the numbers. I guess I could have edited that, but I prefer to present them as they're recorded and then to show you what that had that adjustment to the national office been actually spread out over the units, the numbers would look like they do under column N.
Yeah, I think that was clearly very helpful. Glad you did that.
Okay. So, as I said, revenue is down year over year, almost $382,000. WPFW and WBAI in the National Office have increased revenue, but they have also increased expenses. And I won't jump into that yet, but I just want to note that, again, they've increased their revenue, but they've also increased their expenses, and we'll look at that in a second. KPFA's revenue, I was a little surprised, is, you know, it's lower than what they had last year, this time last year, but I'm still kind of wondering, Chris, if this might have something to do with how they're reporting the accruals. And I just need to, I just haven't had time to talk to the business manager there about what she bases the accrual on. I know that they're working to get those bugs out of that, but, you know, we might at this point just need her to start posting off her deposits. Again, it might be that that $14,000 or close to $15,000 difference versus last year has something to do with that. I just don't know. I need to spend some time with her to figure that out. I am confident she's not just pulling a number out of the air. I just need to speak with her a little more in depth about, is she just pulling it from bank deposits, which would make sense. If we move on down to the next section under expenses, all the units have increased expenses versus the prior year, except for KPFK. You can see that in column I, row 18. They've cut expenses almost $400,000. So really, when you look at the net versus, you know, their drop in revenue, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, it's still bad, but kudos to them for maintaining the cut, the reduction in expenses. We just need to focus on the revenue. Again, you can see under less concerned about KPFA, they're up a little bit on their expenses, but not that much. But if you look at KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW, well, all of these, the remainders of them, you know, pretty significant increases in expenses. WPFWs, I believe, stems from how they submit their information, and I do think that we will probably have some of that, those expenses from October accrued back to September. I just haven't had to, been able to finish that. I don't believe it's going to be $60,000, though. The national office is just has incurred substantial amounts of legal fees. And we've got to do something about that. Hopefully some of that will be ending soon. Four of the units have a net, if you go down to net gain on line 27, I've done the same thing because of, obviously the net gain is going to incorporate the revenue from above. So I've adjusted it so you can see in column N what their net change versus the prior year is, corrected for how the revenue entries were done for the PPP loan. And so the net loss of it was $360,000 year to date, and that's $307,000 more than the prior year. KPFK, WBAI, and KPFT, in that order, have net year-to-date losses, but they're significant enough that they, you know, they don't, they're in excess of the gains achieved by the other units. And I think, you know, keeping that in mind as we think about the messaging that we want to have with the units as we go in and speak with whomever it might be when Stephanie is having these calls, whether it's the business managers or the programmers or who it is that, you know, I sense, I may be wrong, this is just my perspective, I sense that there is I don't think animosity is the right word, but I think there is this knowledge amongst the units of who is at least covering their nut and who is not. And we need to do a better job of helping, I'm trying to think of the terminology I'm looking for, but we've just got to get to a place where the culture is in a little bit better place of being able to handle that disparity. I know it's very challenging when a unit is asked to loan funds to another unit for payroll. And there's always that concern that they may not get the funds back. So I work very diligently with the one unit that is struggling with that right now to make sure that, you know, in the periods that I know that they can raise the funds, that they are funding payroll themselves. But when we do that, we're sacrificing the ability to be able to pay some of the outstanding invoices for accounts payable. So it's a trade-off. But I would hate to annualize this $307,000 if we continue at this same pace for the rest of the year.
And Julie?
Yes.
Quick question on that. At that point, it's obvious, again, that it's you can't just cut. It's the revenue. The revenue has to come up.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So if I annualize, well, let's see. Maybe it's not at 5.1 divided by. If we annualize obviously that's pretty easy math, the $307,000 deficit, we were knocking on the door of $1 million deficit this year. I'm happy to answer any questions. I know that people have not had enough time to look at their individual units. I will leave it to you guys to kind of lead where you'd like to go next in the conversation.
Any questions? Was that Chris?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Not really questions. I'm just going to make some comments and I think the comments will have sort of implications associated with them that everybody's already aware of. But if we look at the net change minus PPP compare that to the consolidated for each individual unit and compare it to the consolidated, what we'll see is that KPFK currently makes up 114% of the overall negative change in the organization. In other words, they're more than 100% of the revenue losses for the organization. And as this continues, of course, it's going to continue hurting us, I think. In terms of financial losses, that would be given in column F in the net gain and loss section. 70% of those losses are coming from KPFK and another 40% are coming from WBAI. So I think my suggestion to the board is that we really need to evaluate those two budgets carefully and try and get them to a gainful position, a gainful yet realistic position on the quickest possible course. My understanding is that the budgetary process has already fallen apart at KPFK from the last meeting, and that it may end up in the lap of this committee, and I would welcome that. We tried to get a stab at it last year, but it happened so late in the goings that it was kind of pointless. It was basically a guidance document. But I would be more hopeful about WBAI particularly, and You know, I agree with Julia, generally speaking, that things are improving slightly at WBAI, but I am concerned about the cost there. I think there's some red flags, and it would be really, really helpful if we could go over them. I know that nobody likes to hear that. We all want to think that we can grow our way out of every situation, and that may be true. That may be true. But as an embodiment in this organization of financially responsible heart and soul of Pacifica, we owe the organization more than to simply ask people to raise more revenue. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I love that optimism. I think it's something that, and I actually I have to give Julia a shout out for offering concrete suggestions on that, like directing the campaign at the programmers and trying to make them feel their importance in this situation, because they are important. And I think that's great. I think that's a great idea. I love stuff like that. But ultimately, if the revenue can't be raised, we need to know what to do. And that's what this committee's responsibility is. And I hope that we are steadfast in that responsibility. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up with that and just say, yeah, we are past the point of telling people they need to increase their revenue. Obviously, they would be doing that if they knew what to do, or you know, and I think sometimes, organizations or those who are, on the feet on the ground trying to do this, they get just lost in the muck and drowning in, and potentially James and I've talked about this, focusing on the wrong things. And I think that, they need some support. They need somebody who's willing to sit on a phone call with them and problem solve ideas and be willing to listen and say, toss out these different ideas. And, some of them might not be feasible for whatever reason, because they don't work in that part of the country right now, whether it has to do with COVID or whatever it might be. But I think we need to have some very intentional calls with three of the units to help them be in a position to where we're either helping them solve some problems that they're facing. For example, KPFT not being able to stream the quality, have live quality live streaming, maybe streaming is not the right word, being on air with a
live broadcast
with quality sound. They are struggling with that right now. That's a conversation that James and Stephanie and I've had. And, that is a concrete thing that we can work on with KPFT to problem solve that and help them get that solved. We can't wait until they have at some point a new building. They need help now. Might be a small expense. I don't know what that is, but it's something that they've identified that they need help with. We need to provide them with that help. Some targeted calls where we say, hey, this is purely problem-solving revenue ideas. What are the do differently that we could do in certain areas? It's going to have to be a combination of cuts and increases in revenue.
Julie, I'm just going to give a brief addition to your response in response to what Chris was saying. I think, Chris, you're going to be pleased, not necessarily satisfied, but pleased with what you see coming out of the WBAI process. It's just a blatant, bold prediction.
I'm smiling, Jane. I like that. That's great news. Thank you.
It has been a lot of work to help get that to a better place than it is.
Anyone else?
Well,
Julie, did you want to go on, or is that about where you want to leave it?
I was going to let the group kind of drill in on what questions they have. I have a feeling that people have probably gone to their particular tabs and they might have some questions, so I'm happy to do that.
That may be, but understanding that we got this just shortly before the meeting,
right,
not necessarily be the case, but let's find out. Does anybody have any questions yet?
Well, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I mean, I'm going to beat the dead horse, I guess, but, you know, KPFK's budget is not going to be like WBAI's. It's not going to be revelatory. You know, the expenses are as bare bones as they can get. There's nothing there to for this committee to do other than saying, well, okay, that's what it is. You know, maybe the phones will go down some more whenever that gets fixed. But that was an unforeseen kind of issue that we thought would be fixed by now. And it's not actually going down. It actually costs more money. But that's an exception. I know there are things that can be done to raise revenue that are not being done. I mean, I've been looking at this stuff for 10 years, more than 10 years. There's money being left on the table. And you can't make it, you know, I can't, you know, I would just like, that's the problem, okay. Let me just put it there. And that's it.
Billy, if you don't want to say anything, I'll say something briefly. I agree with you, Kim, and I think that's something that's emerged from all of these meetings that we've been having is particularly at K, revenue is the issue. Anybody else? Was that Kim?
This Chris, I'd like to take one quick stab.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to appeal to my institutional experience with Pacifica in justifying my somewhat cynical position, and that's that I can't think of a month, let alone a year, where the I'll call it idea to be charitable of raising revenue has not been presented as a solution to our problems.
Right.
And yet month after month, our revenues continue to decline. I mean, I want to see that happen. I really do. I want to see it happen nationally. I want to see it happen locally. And I don't think there's anybody who is listening to this call right now that does not want it to happen. And I believe you when you say that you think that things can be done. And I believe that there are things that can be done. I have to say that I am suffering from immense fatigue over this suggestion at this point. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, go in there and slice and dice KPFK up until the point that it can't function. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that until I actually see the changes that produce the revenue, I'm not convinced that people in this organization actually know how to do it. And, you know, I feel bad saying that, but it's just based on this like 5-year slog of watching these claims being made repeatedly over and over again and never being carried out. So I would be delighted if I were wrong in this particular case Candidly, I can't see any way of KPFK functioning well as a station without that. I mean, even getting back to 10,000 a day would be amazing at this juncture. That would be fantastic. That's fundraising days, by the way, for anybody who's wondering. I'm having a very difficult time believing it anymore. It's like the boy who cried wolf or whatever. I'm just fatigued. So forgive me for my fatigue and my cynicism. I hope that I'm wrong in this case. I hope that the pandemic being over will change things. I hope a lot of things. But I, I've just kind of reached the point where I no longer believe it. So that's where I'm coming from. I won't repeat this, by the way, because this is like a super cynical point of view. I don't want anybody to not try. I think it should be tried. I think any revenue suggestion should be taken. But there's some fundamental problems going on here. I don't know what they are because I'm not a programmer. I don't know what they are because I've never run a radio station. But the revenues continue to decline year after year, and we need to do something about it. And I hope that we can get it together as a network and fix that. Thanks.
Anyone else? Julie, did you want to say anything more, or is there anything else you want to point out?
I keep forgetting I mute myself. I was saying that I will just close out with that, is that Chris is right. I think I haven't even worked with the organization but just a year now, and I'm fatigued. And I think it boils down to we have to stop talking about increased revenue, and we have to sit down and craft very specific steps that need to be taken to increase revenue. If you don't have the to-dos, and it's increased revenue is the output. It's not the driver. It's not the steps that get you there. And so it's like me saying, I want to lose 15 pounds. It's not going to happen unless I say, commit that these are the things that I'm going to do over the next 3 weeks or the next 6 months to get there. And that's going to take some, again, targeted, planned meetings, whether it's at the local level where the local finance committees are tasked with sitting down and crafting those ideas and working with the stations, or whether it's at the national level. But it is going to take, and I don't believe that it's a huge committee. I think it's got to be, you know, some smaller work groups that are able to sit and banter ideas and get them on paper, and maybe those smaller work groups come back together and share the ideas that they have, that, you know, so that maybe they could be implemented in other places as well. But, you know, Chris is right. So saying increased revenue is not going to do it. We have to sit down and help these units figure out, or help them help themselves figure it out. It's got to be some written activities that are
happening. Julie, one of the things that we've talked about is using the shows that are successful at some stations but aren't shared with other stations. And while we recognize that the cultures are different at the different stations, the audiences are different, but there are some shows that might work well at other stations. And some of that is being done, but not so much. So is that something this is kind of a rhetorical question because I think I know the answer. But as we start to have the meetings between the general managers and the program directors across the network, would that be something to focus on?
I think that's a great idea. Again, I don't know to what degree that is measured. Do we even know? I mean, there's no centralized information that says, hey, these are the programs that are shared across the organization already, or here are the opportunities for, you know, it's figuring out how to pull that information together. I definitely think that's a great idea. I think I'd mentioned that to you when I happened to listen to WBAI a couple of weeks ago, when I heard the lady that I always associate with KPFK was like, hey, wait a minute, you know, and I know when I spoke to, I don't know who it was, maybe at KPFA. Oh, no, when, what's his name, Terry at KPFK, when I reached out about the $12,000 day, well, it turns out that a person from KPFA was one of the KPFA shows that was on that day that evidently is really successful. And he felt like that was a big part of the reason that they had such a good day that day. I don't know what the content was, but evidently that person has a reputation for, you know, strong programming and fundraising. So, yeah, I think maximizing that, it's just, you know, who takes the lead with that? Right now we're so decentralized with leadership.
This is Kim.
Yeah, I think that's.
Were you done, Julia? You kind of broke up at the end there. Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I'll just point out something that didn't happen. I mean, we picked up flashpoints at 5 o'clock. I never saw any promotion of that program, never got an email from KPFK saying, hey, we have this new program, or maybe some other programs that might be new. There are no emails like that coming from KPFK at all. There's nothing on the website about that program or any of the other program changes. But Flashpoints is very popular, KPFA. And just, I mean, that's like, I don't know, let me pick my jaw up off the floor, like how that didn't happen. And that's, it may not seem like revenue raising, but that is part of revenue raising. You know, interesting, the people who might still be interested in new programming, giving them a reason to come back on. If they were mad that Ian left, maybe, you know, you want to give it a go. This is a great program, whatever. I mean, this is like sort of really basic, simple stuff.
Kim, I'm not sure where they are staffing-wise from that. I got the impression from someone I was speaking to earlier this week just about a bill, and it dealt with well, it was somehow related to social media. You know, I don't know that they even have someone. I know emails is not social media, but you know what I'm saying. Those touches that you have with your constituents, whether it's through social media or emails or postcards or whatever it might be. I don't know if it's a workload issue there, or, you know, that person's gone and those responsibilities were not assigned, or someone just doesn't realize the impact that that has.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, the GM has traditionally.
Kim, we don't want to get into personnel too much.
Well, I'm just saying, for years, it's always, you know, these. Sometimes they were weekly, sometimes they were biweekly. But it's traditionally come from, you know, a GM, for example, and it, you know, whatever, that is the kind of thing that goes in a conversation of, well, if you don't want to do that, who can we do that? Because this is an important form of communicating that.
I think WBAI is doing a good bit of that.
Yes. Yes, I'm on their email list, and they send out very informative, you know, chatty and, you know, emails. And I am on email lists of my other stations here, and the stuff they send out is amazing. And I know they have huge budgets, but if we did one-tenth of what they did, it would up our game significantly.
Okay.
Future conversations.
Yes. We are rapidly moving towards our time certain, and if nobody has any other questions, I'd like to move to the next item on the agenda. Were you done, Julia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Can we move then to the standard transaction limits, number 10 on the agenda? Beth, can you go ahead with your report?
Yes. We're due to go till the half hour, is that correct?
No, we go to, I'm sorry, we go to 10:15, I'm sorry, is time certain. We could move to extend.
I think
move to extend for 10, Chris Corey.
Chris just okay. moved to extend for 10. Is there any discussion?
I hope
any objection? Well, do you want to amend for 15 or something, Beth?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so let's go to the amendment first. Any discussion? Any objection to extending? I assume you're not extending from now, but from 10:15 to 10:30?
Yes.
Any objection? Hearing none, we'll do that. And I thank the committee for doing that, especially some who have to get up early or who are tired. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you.
Now that the amendment is passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Now we go to the main motion. Thank you, R. Paul. So the main motion is now to extend until 10:30. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll go ahead. Thank you, R. Paul. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. This is not the first time this committee has seen this motion. It's circulated in slightly earlier iterations a couple of times over the last few months. So I'll read it. I received comments when we reviewed it in the past, and I've incorporated the language that was suggested at the time. I'll read it now. So that you can see where we stand and then move to motivate it. So the NFC recommends that the PNB authorize the executive director, general managers, Pacific unit managers, and other senior managers to approve on their own authority all reasonable and necessary standard transactions within policy and budgetary guidelines in amounts up to and including $5,000 per annum, including all contractual obligations and routine payments previously approved. Any and all proposed new transactions in excess of $5,000 per annum shall require PNB approval in advance. All proposals shall be submitted in writing in advance and considered for approval at any PNB meeting. In case of emergency, the most senior acting Pacifica manager may obtain the necessary approval with the signatures of the current acting Pacifica CFO and any two currently seated elected PNB officers, a process to be reserved strictly for emergencies. This policy of February 22, 2022 supersedes any and all previous pertinent Pacifica policies.
Yeah, please. Can you send it out in writing?
Sure.
Beth, has that changed from the previous version? I think you said it had.
Only slightly to incorporate the...
Okay.
The,
so just send it around. I just wanted to... That's fine. Just send it around then. I just wanted to know whether I had it already or not.
You do. I sent it to you earlier today.
Right.
But... others.
Beth, you want me to send it?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that now.
That'll
while you
give me, yeah.
Yep, I got it.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you.
Before you go on, Beth, I want to ask Fred. Fred, do we know if Stephanie is still listening? Or she couldn't be on the call, I guess, anymore, so maybe you don't know. But Beth, somebody
James?
Said that she had. Go ahead.
James, she's still listed on the Maestro Control panel.
Oh, good, good. Hi, Stephanie. Yeah. Good. Good to know you're still with
us. Yeah, I got my phone and joined through the computer instead.
I recall that you had some comments on this, so I was just hoping that you were still here for that. Okay,
yeah,
so,
I was hoping to make a few explanatory comments.
Yeah, you want to motivate, sure, yes.
Exactly, thank you. Yes, this has been standard operating procedure at every other nonprofit I've served, either as staff or board. I have been told since I got to my local station board a couple years ago that there is a Pacifica policy on that, but to date, no one has been able to point me to it or show it to me. There was one long ago previously that was written to expire at the end of that term or that year and did so. I see this as, this has been a policy long in the making. It's, I want to make it very clear, it's not responding to any immediate circumstances. Those on the committee will know I've been working on toward this for months. Necessary, I see it as necessary to gain transparency and accountability and to turn around our financial difficulties, the deep-seated Pacifica culture of little interaction between management and governance must change. And without the requirement to report and get approval before acting, it's hard to see how that's going to happen. There were a few concerns raised earlier today. I would say, yes, we need sound financial protocols, internal protocols, and that nothing is standing in the way of us doing that now. I would welcome those changes and would gladly work with current management to achieve that, if that would help. I would say that, that it was also suggested that maybe we could work out a arrangement so that the board, or that the treasurer and board chair could approve expenses in it, or proposals in advance. And I I can see that that might work in some nonprofits, but given Pacifica's very specific history and internal culture, the level of trust necessary to leave it in the to the discretion of any given two individual directors, it just isn't there. And I mean, that's part of what this is to try to resolve. I think the entire PNB needs the reality check of being better informed, or informed at all, about our current financial predicament month by month, where we stand on all of that, and that predicament is no one's responsibility but our own. So I see this as a way to gain that kind of accountability and transparency. Thank you. Back to you, James.
Or Paul for staff.
Are you muted?
Yeah.
Is James muted, or did his call drop?
I'm so sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. I was talking away to myself. I was muted. So I'm just going to note that I did hear our Paul. I heard someone else.
Julia.
Julia. And I'm hoping.
Chris,
yes. I'm hoping at some point perhaps Stephanie will share some thoughts with us about this. But no pressure. why don't we go ahead and start with our Paul? Okay.
Okay. Wow, only 5,000 a year? That's a tiny small amount. And it says, including all contractual obligations and routine payments previously approved.
Not 5,000 a year. That's
Beth, try to take notes on what our Paul is saying,
okay.
And then you can.
Okay.
We'll get you back on the stack.
Okay.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and it looks it says including contractual obligations and routine payments. So stuff that's already been going on is going to have to be approved. And does this mean like the tower rental has to be approved every year? The rent has to be approved every year. The rent at PAI on the studios is more than $5,000 a month. And you're going to require, I don't know, this is more than the other thing we used to have, which I'm kind of surprised nobody was able to hand it to you. I do remember it. I've brought it up to people in the past that there is something like this, but it's not $5,000 a year. It's any $5,000 or more single expenditure. And I don't know. I am shocked
Paul,
if nobody brought it up.
Could you suspend for just a second? I thought that that's what it was. Beth, can you explain that? I thought this was a $5,000 single expenditure.
Exactly, precisely.
Okay.
As has been the case in every other nonprofit I've worked with.
Okay.
And the references to I'm looking at the telephone.
Now that you've answered that, I want to let Art Paul have the floor back again so he can respond.
I'd like to correct his interpretation of other passages, if I may, so that we're not chasing wild geese here.
Let's just focus on this one first, and then we'll do that, okay? I don't want to lose the thread of, Art Paul had the floor, and he was addressing this. I want him to go through and finish his thoughts on that, and then we can go to others if people wish. Go ahead, Art Paul.
Yeah, I get that it's per item. I don't think it's all your expenses can only be $5,000. I get that, obviously. It seems kind of low for a lot of things. Also, again, this is in place somewhere. The PNB, I believe, passed it because I've had discussions with certain people about how that exists, and they seemed to not. Well, anyway, so I know that this thing has passed in the past. It seems like a very low figure to me, and I don't know. I'm kind of concerned that it's going to require the PNB to approve a $5,000 thing. I mean, I know that, community events, at least in New York, can have an upfront cost of $5,000 or more, and is the PNB going to have to approve each and every one of those? It seems like the $5,000 is a bit of a low number. Anyway, there is that, and I know that there's such a policy that's similar to this, but a little certainly worded differently, a little bit differently, and this policy already exists. So I guess the deal is somebody needs to find something in the PNB minutes somewhere. All right, thank you.
Okay, Beth, I'm going to put you on the stack. Julie is next, and then Chris, and then we'll go to you.
Oh, wait, you didn't hear me? Kim.
I didn't, Kim.
I'm not always sure if I'm on mute or not. So there. Okay, thanks.
I didn't hear you. Okay, so let's go to Chris. I mean, Julia, Julie, and then Chris, and then Beth, and then Kim. Go ahead.
I'll be very brief. I agree. I think that the $5,000 is too low to come to the PNB. I think that's why you have a CFO and an executive director. I think that number I don't think there's anything wrong with having something like this, whether we find the old one or implement a new one, but I think $5,000 is too low.
That's it?
Yes, trying to not use up all our time.
Thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I could raise the same objection. I think I'm going to shoot a little bit more broadly than that, though, and just say that the wording is kind of clumsy on this, in my opinion. I mean, maybe it's clear as day to everybody else and it's just me, but all necessary and reasonable standard transaction within policy and budgetary guidelines. Okay, I don't know what that is. I really don't. I mean, people submit budgets, but we don't really have guidelines for those budgets. Are you talking about within budget? And if so, why even use the word guidelines? And then it does really say up to and including $5,000 per annum, which is per year. I don't understand that either. How do you monitor that? If all of your expenses for a certain category take place in May, for example, then how would you know whether or not you were going to exceed that amount before the end of the... I'm not quite certain how you would actually implement this either. So, yes, I'm very confused about the language, about the monitoring. I understand the purpose. That's absolutely clear to me, and I agree with the purpose. I'm down with the purpose. I'm just very confused by this language. So, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Beth, it's your turn now, and I just want to remind you we're getting close to our end, and we have one more speaker after you, and I'm going to put myself on the stack at the end. So go ahead and answer a few of these things, but try not to take the whole remaining time.
I am unmuted. So I've been asking to see I've tried to invoke a policy like this repeatedly for the last 2 years and been assured that there is one, but still to this day, no one has been able to show it to me or point me to it. I've asked all the most knowledgeable, financially knowledgeable people I can find in the organization. And again, if any of you can show it to me so I don't have to reinvent the wheel and I can start with language that has worked in the past. In fact, if it still works, so much the better. We can save ourselves the effort. But right now, we don't have anything that we can implement. There's nothing I can invoke. I suggested $5,000 to $5,000 level because that's what has been the case, the standard case at every other nonprofit I've worked at. Every other person I suggested it to thought that might be too much, given that this is Pacifica, that maybe something like more like $2,000 might be more appropriate. And I said they'd never be able to get anything done. And so I agree that $5,000 is low, given that this is 2022. $10,000 might be a more appropriate, but I think we need something within that order of magnitude. I've circulated this language very close to this language. I added the NFC recommends to the PNB. I've added a paragraph on emergency circumstances. But this, I have to look back at the language. Standard. So we authorize management on their own authority all reasonable and necessary standard transactions with policy, within policy and budget. And I don't mind deleting budgetary guidelines. I think I would pick that up from someplace else. But,
Beth,
yeah.
We're almost out of time. Would you like to make a motion to take this back and work on the language and perhaps work on finding a previous policy and or even perhaps finding other similar policy? I understand that this is widespread in other organizations. Perhaps you could find some of those and work some new language into it. So I'm wondering if you want to make a motion to postpone or if you want to bring it back, because I'm trying to read the room here, and I don't think the room is ready to go with this. So I'm trying to think of a way for you to take it back and work on it.
Jim, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I object without being heard first, okay? I want my issues being heard. If we're going to postpone and she wants to rework it, but I'd
but then
like...
we need to extend. Then we need to extend. 5 minutes. So moved.
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Any discussion? Any objection? Okay, we'll go for another five.
Jim?
Yes?
Jim, I might want to extend further. Is there anybody else on the stack other than Kim at this juncture?
No.
Okay.
Just me.
Five should do it. Just you. Okay, I think five will do it then. Never mind. Okay. That's fine.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
So, Kim, why don't you go ahead, and then we'll give Beth a chance to see what she wants to do. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the NF chair cannot sign anything financial. It's in the bylaws. Okay? So,
Correct.
That's not a possibility. Now, let me say one reason why nobody can locate this former policy, or any of them, is because they never worked. They never were followed. So this is just another motion. Unless there's some mechanism in it, it's just another, thing. Also, I mean, I agree with Chris about the language. I don't really understand what that sort of word salad is, but the way I would frame it is that whatever X amount of unbudgeted expenses, okay, unbudgeted expenses over X amount of time. And let me give two examples of issues that I don't see how this would work out. In, I don't know, December or January, it was decided, and I'm saying that with no, I don't even know who really decided, that we were going to give $6,000 to KPFK's guy to fix our phones. So that happened. Now, would that have gone, I mean, for this motion, that would have had to go to the PNB, and they were in the middle of an old PNB and a new PNB and cleaning up the old PNB. You know, that would have taken, I don't know how long to approve that. That doesn't seem workable. And then it actually cost more than that because it cost more than that. So then does each expense over that have to get approved? And, you know, what if somebody hires a contractor that's X amount this month and X amount that month, and by the third month you're over your the minimum. I mean, you know, it's too late by then because it wasn't in a lump sum. And then it's also requiring the GMs to have to ask the PNB to approve this. I got to say, I don't see that ever happening. I just, you know, my experience over the years is, you know, your first line of defense is the local finance committee, at least at K. And, you know, there have been unbudgeted expenses that have just kind of the whole LSB just looked the other way, including all the PNB reps. I personally, you know, for KPFK, we have Julia. She is not only the CFO, but she is our, you know, basic business manager, and she is our line of defense. And I'm okay with her approving or knowing about these kinds of expenses because, you know, we have such a cash flow issue. But I don't know how you can turn that into a policy that winds up at the PNB having to make a decision. Anyway, these are, you know, I don't know how to work this out. I'm just, these are my initial thoughts.
Thank you, Kim. Now, I put myself on the stack last, and I hate to say it, but I've forgotten what I was going to say. It was based on some other people's comments. So why don't I just go back to what I was saying before and ask you, Beth, if you have any, I mean, if we go to a vote on this now, I think we can feel where it's going. Do you want to do anything other than that, or what would you want to, I don't think you can take it back now because it's on the floor. So,
I would be happy to, work on it further with the understanding that people will send me their feedback because I've already incorporated all the feedback I got. So I take that seriously. If people want to discuss it between now and the next meeting, I'm happy to do that. I do think it's important we get something like this in place. Other organizations have managed to find a way. They have mechanisms for enforcement. Every other organization I've been with does. That Pacifica doesn't is just an indication of how far off track we are and how we manage to get down this pit, this financial pit, without any way to get a hold of the process and what's going on. So I would gladly postpone until the next meeting with the understanding that I would like people's very specific input. Thank you.
Okay, well, you'll get what you get in terms of people's input. But so that's you're amending your own motion, which I think you can do. So you're asking us to postpone to a specific date, which would be the next meeting, at which time you would try to bring this back. Right. Is there any discussion? Actually, motion to postpone, is that debatable, Art Paul?
Yes.
Okay, any discussion on the motion to postpone?
Mrs. Kim, I would just suggest that it be at the next meeting that's not a special meeting for budget.
Yeah, it has to be. Thank you for that. Beth, we agreed that when we had special meetings, they would be for budgets only, so this would be in a meeting in 2 weeks, not next week.
Understood.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Well, okay, now I need wording. So it's motion is to postpone the motion to...
The next regular meeting.
Regular MFC
too many
meeting.
People.
The next regular MFC meeting. Not a regular. Special meeting.
March 8th.
Okay. People should know that in there are very narrow choices on kpftx.org, so the meeting a week from now is already set there as a regular meeting, because it's not going to be executive session, it's not going to be an emergency meeting. So,
in which case,
how about let's see what the dates are over here. Oh, God.
When was that meeting next week set, R. Paul?
When was it set?
Yeah.
Earlier.
When we did today, March 1st.
We did that earlier.
By the way, did you get time to put that up, R. Paul?
Yeah, it's been up there for hours.
Okay. So that's an extra meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do it then.
Right, okay.
Postpone to the next...
That'll be March 8th, I guess.
Yeah, to postpone to the March 8th meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we regularly meet on the 2nd and 4th. Is that right, R. Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, our regular
meeting. The motion is to postpone the motion to the March 8th meeting.
Yes.
James, are you muted?
I thought you were going to go on. So that's it? You got it? Okay. So with that now finally crafted, thank you, R. Paul. there any objection? Hearing none, that's done. And at that, right. I think I have to declare that we are out of time and therefore we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Stephanie, for
coming.
Thank you, Julia, for all the hard work you've been doing.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.